What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ease.com for regular discounts and price drops. $20 off your first delivery.
EAZE.com. Promo code HAM. Promo code HAM. Going to Vegas with a quarterback like Kyler Murray would be big for the Raiders. So let's...
In 2024?
Yeah, going somewhere. You threw this out during the last podcast. Let's flesh this out a little bit because it's it was a great trade proposal. We didn't really get into it too much. And that was the Niners are drafting 2. The Raiders are drafting 4. Peter King wrote, the Raiders like Kyler Murray, are fascinated with Kyler Murray, I think was the word Peter King used. And so you threw out a trade, but could the Niners and Raiders work together on a Kyler Murray trade? And I know you wrote this for The Athletic the other day. Like, part of this is Kyler's got to go to the combine and perform to a level that makes a team who's drafting at 4 or at 6 or at 10 feel like they need to trade with the Niners. If Kyler comes out of this thing and people think he's a mid-first-round pick, well, that's bad for the 49ers. But if people think he's a great potential, if we're talking about, like, God, the Cardinals really could draft him at 1, and then they don't, and Josh Rosen doesn't get moved, now all of a sudden the Niners are in a power position.
Yeah, I said in the Athletic article, to me, the most important metric for him or metrics are going to be his hand size and his weight. Because when I wrote the article, Tim was editing it, and he texted me, like, you didn't really mention anything about his height. And I said, well, everyone knows he's short, right? It's not.
I don't wake up every morning and measure myself.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not 5'7 or 5'8, but everyone knows he's just short. No one's expecting him. Can he get to 5'11 and a half? Like, we know he's going to be around 5'9. The entire league knows that. The unknowns are the weight and the hand size, which are really important. And Albert Breer, in his MMQB, the actual MMQB, wrote, he asked like 6 people, directors and stuff, and one guy's comment was, my big holdup and the thing that I just holds me back is just hand size, you know, and it's a big deal for the NFL. That's a big, big metric. So there are reports, I think he did a sit down with a bunch of reporters in Texas, and he's just like, he said he was unsure if he was going to throw. Like, that, we've all seen him throw. I don't give a fuck whether he throws or not. No one cares. It's social media is like, he's who cares? If he, like, yeah, no one cares. No one's making a big deal of it except people on Twitter. So, but if he were to me, it's a red flag if he, like, I'm not weighing in, right?
Yeah.
Or I refuse to get measured.
Right. It's one thing not to throw.
No one cares. Hell, I would recommend running, but if for whatever reason he's like, you know, I'm fast, I'm not going to run, I get it. Now, I would just take the approach. Like, the best guys show up there and they fucking run fast. And remember, Deion ran a 4.3. He's like, I'm out, and just left.
Anthony Davis style. Else.
Yeah, just do that. Kyler, you could do that. You run 1.40 because you're supposed to run 2. And if it's like, oh shit, he just ran. DJ and Eisner, 4.37. Just leave. Like, you can. I have no problem with that. But run. You don't need to throw. But if you don't get measured, that would show you. A little Crabtree style. Now, Crabtree ended up going 10, but he's like, I'm not running. And then he just delayed it. I'm pretty sure he never ran a 40. But everyone in the country knew that, like, yeah, Crabtree's just not that fast. So Keenan Allen was the same. Now, he fell to the third because he had a knee injury, but he avoided it. I think he ran a 40 at a personal pro day the week before the draft. Now, it hurt him. To me, Kyler, I wouldn't you be shocked if he ran a 40 and it was higher than a 4.45? And if he just does that, like, the place will just be buzzing. And if he measures in at 5.9 and a half and his hands are just average, I don't see how he doesn't go in the top five when it's all said and done. We just see it every year. The buzz, because the snowball effect is already so strong on him. Like, the avalanches has started in, like, September. So, and it happened to Baker last year. It was like, this guy's pretty good. Oh, damn. Oh, shit. And by the time the combine came around, we didn't know he was the first overall pick. But remember, we were having this exact conversation probably a year ago today. Like, he's a lock top 15 pick, right? And that's how this guy already kind of feels.
The thing with him and Baker, I think, that's similar is their film is incredible. The film. Like, when you watch the guy play football, you go, well, I know these measurements don't quite measure up, but I'm looking at him play football, and I have to look at it differently than I did 15 years ago because the game is played differently. What I'm watching now looks kind of like what I see in the NFL. And I'm really going to watch this guy right now and go, no, I'm good. And then when he's good, I've got to explain why I watched this film and didn't think that guy was going to be good. It's one thing if the film is bad, if, right, it's Josh Allen, and it's like, well, but the intangibles, that, you're like, well, how was I going to project him? Like, his film stunk. But this guy's film is amazing.
And that isn't that what all these guys always say? Like, the film doesn't lie, the film doesn't lie, the film doesn't lie. Now, I can justify it when it's Josh Allen, the guy 6'5", high character, fucking runs and can throw it 700 yards. Like, ah! We'll coach him.
Yeah, and he's out, when, he plays for Wyoming, and they're in the snow, and none of the other guys on his team are any good.
When you are short, small, or whatever, but your film, I think a decent example, did you ever call John Ross games?
I don't think I had one of his games.
It was clear, though, like, on film, just his ability was just like, Jesus
Christ.
It's like
he's 10 yards past anybody close to him.
And then he goes to combine, he's a midget, and then they're like, oh, run the 40. And it's like, oh, he just ran a 4.32. Now, I didn't think he was going to go 8 or whatever, but once you do that, remember Christian McCaffrey. I thought he was really overdrafted, but he went to the combine, and after the combine, there were GMs saying, I vividly remember reading, I think Peter King wrote this, a GM saying, I think that's the best combine performance I'd ever seen, because he had like positional bests at every agility drill, and he ran a 4.4, and he caught the ball like he was Larry Fitzgerald. It was like, oh my God.
And his film was incredible, by the way.
And his film was incredible, and he was just measurables. And you know what turns out? He's just a really good football player. He's actually better than really good. I mean, he's a borderline star. So when the film, there is a balance. Now, I think the Christian McCaffrey parallel, I know they're different positions, but it was much easier to be like, well, he's 215 pounds. He's 6 feet tall. You know, it wasn't like he was 5'9 or Danny Woodhead or something. Where Kyler, there is going to be a constant just conversation. He is just smaller, right?
What do you have to get from, if you're the Niners, to go from 2 to 4 with the Raiders?
Well, I think the comp is last year they went the Jets and the Colts 3 to 6. It cost 3 second-round picks.
That feels a little rich.
I'd do it for 2. Yeah. I have no problem.
Yeah, like, I would too.
So if you're the Raiders and you give me your second-round pick and next year's second-round pick, well, you don't have next year's second-round pick because you flip-flop with the Bears, but, you know, 2 twos. Get me another 2.
So that would end up being the 2020 and the – I'm sorry, the 2019 and the 2021?
No, I mean, I'd have to be like, you got to get me a second-round pick.
Trade Derek and then give me one of those seconds.
Yeah.
Because that's what they would do, right?
Well, you wouldn't trade up to get Kyler Murray and then keep Derek Carr. You would agree with that?
Yeah, so would you do the Derek deal before you – I mean, you'd have to get Kyler before you traded Derek.
I think it could just be a draft day kind of just boom, boom.
Do it all, like, yeah.
Once you realize he's there at 2, I trade him. I have a deal already worked out with the New York Giants, let's say, for Derek and 2 seconds. That would be a lot. Maybe just their second. And then you use that second to give to the Niners.
Right. So you
So I would do 2 to 4 for 2 second-round picks this year for sure.
I mean, if you could get the Raiders and the Giants second-round pick in this draft, you would do that in a heartbeat.
And go from 2 to 4, I wouldn't even fucking flinch. And then you'd have 3 second-round picks in the top 10 of the second round.
Yeah.
You would.
And then you send two of those.
Pressure, yeah, to trade back up and get a first rounder.
Yeah, or you go get Odell.
Or you do something like that. I mean, we just did like 7 moves. Someone wrote, might have been in Brewer Story too. Eli historically has always worked out, you know, because he lives in Hoboken. So he just works out at the Giants facility during this time.
Yeah.
And there were rumors like if he thought he was going to be gone, he wouldn't keep working. He would just work out on his own. But he's been going to the Giants facility. So it's almost like he thinks he's coming back. And his number next year is like $17 million. Now, the guaranteed money is clear. Like, they can cut him. And let's call it what it is. He is a famous player and all, but in this business, if they could, like, if they think they can get upgraded, like, they will cut Eli.
Yeah.
Like, Eli is not at the point anymore where he's a sacred cow. But wouldn't you say if they do trade if the scenario where the Raiders want Kyler and they're going to trade to the Giants, to me, you don't trade for Derek Carr and then get rid of Odell Beckham.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.